This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Australia today reaffirmed that defence and security cooperation is a cornerstone of the partnership in an increasingly complex strategic environment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced the joint declaration on defence and security cooperation, reflecting a step change in the depth and ambition of the bilateral defence and security relationship and contribution to regional strength and security. In the declaration, both the leaders agreed to enhance maritime cooperation through the India-Australia Maritime Security Collaboration Roadmap. Through this, India and Australia reaffirmed their shared commitment to a peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific, recognizing that effective maritime cooperation is essential to regional security. Addressing after the joint declaration, Prime Minister Modi underscored the centrality of maritime cooperation to their shared vision for a peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific.
Bharat aur Australia do vibrant democracies hain, do multicultural societies hain aur do mahatvapurn ocean powers hain. Hamari ye samantaye aur hamara common world view hame गहरे आपसी विश्वास के साथ निरंतर आगे बढ़ने की प्रेरणा देते हैं। हमारी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप ने पिछले कुछ वर्षों में अभूतपूर्व प्रगति की है और आज तीसरी एनुअल समिट से हमारे सहयोग में कई नए आयाम जुड़े हैं।
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese participated in the India-Australia CEO Forum in Melbourne this morning. Both leaders also met the leading business leaders from India and Australia. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "The world is currently navigating a period marked by uncertainty, supply chain disruptions and an energy crisis." He said that in such times, it is both natural and essential for India and Australia to move forward as natural and trusted partners.
लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों और इंडो-पैसिफिक साझा विजन के आधार पर हमारे बीच गहरा स्ट्रेटेजिक कन्वर्जेंस बना है। हम अपनी बिजनेस पार्टनरशिप को नई ऊंचाइयों पर ले जाने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है। इस प्रयास में आप सभी की भूमिका बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। मुझे विश्वास है कि आज का ये संवाद नए आइडियाज, नई पार्टनरशिप और नए कमिटमेंट्स को जन्म देगा।
India welcomed the $500 million Australian dollar investment from Australian Super announced by the Chief Executive Officer Paul Schroeder this morning in Melbourne. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "This is another glimpse of the global confidence in India's growth and reform trajectory." He added, "It also reflects the immense opportunities that India's dynamic economy offers to global investors." The centre has approved the procurement of copra and Thottapuri mangoes from farmers in Tamil Nadu to safeguard farmers' interests. Union Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Ministry said, "This will ensure better price realization for producers and protect them from distressed sales caused by market fluctuations." US launched another round of airstrikes on Iran after President Donald Trump said Iran's latest attacks had effectively ended the ceasefire. President Donald Trump also accused Iran of attacking commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz, said the latest US strikes were carried out in retaliation. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and West Uttar Pradesh during the day. The waterlogging situation on all major roads in Delhi is under control. Delhi Chief Minister's office said that all concerned agencies are on alert following the directions of Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. It said the Chief Minister has reviewed the situation with officials. The CMO said that the teams of the Delhi Jal Board, Public Works Department and the Municipal Corporation are on the ground and prepared to deal with any situation. In men's cricket, India will face host England in the fourth T20 International at the five-match series at County Ground in Bristol tonight at 10 p.m. India's Arnab Paparkar created history by becoming the first Indian in 36 years to reach the boys' singles quarterfinals at the Wimbledon Juniors 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.